Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, we have been talking about how parents can act as educators, and we discussed parents should have certain kind of knowledge in that regard. And what we discussed, what we reached in the last session was that whatever the education parents are giving to their children, formally, informally, they have to take care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in their lives. They have to make it sure that Allah is not separated from their lives. What next do we have in the store?
Just to emphasize on the fact that the attachment to Allah Almighty cannot be separated from the issue of wilaya. Allah Almighty's footprint in our lives is being by clinging on to His wilaya.
Okay.
And His wilaya is transferred to the Prophet, Holy Prophet, and the Imams.
Okay.
So this understanding should be there, that we need to ourselves cling on to that wilaya.
Yeah.
Not in just the ritualistic sense, where we are carrying out tawassul, for example. No. For all matters of practical things. I mean, when, as I said, that the family unit is the smallest unit of that society which we want to have and develop for the future, with the imam as the supreme leader of the whole mankind.
Yeah.
And the family unit is the smallest unit of that great civilization that needs to come up.
All right.
So the father, as the head of the family, should play a role and has an authority over the child, which is again an extension of the authority of Allah Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
And by virtue of being given that position of being the parents, so that wilaya has to be implemented in the family in such a way that the child understands that this concept of authority and is ready to bow down before that authority.
Okay.
And the parent should understand that if I'm making him follow myself, it's not for the sake of myself, it's for the sake of that this training should be there, that the child is able to cling on to the real rope of wilaya of the imam.
All right.
That training should be initiated from the household, from the family unit.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be an extension of that authority. It should be for the sake of that authority. I mean, one should realize the fact that bowing down before Allah Almighty in prayers may be a very, it's not a difficult issue. Even Shaitan, Iblis,
bowed down for years.
Was ready to bow down to Allah Almighty. Yeah. He would have continued to do so.
Yeah.
If Allah had not made him bow down before a human being.
Yeah.
Now, bowing down to a human being does not necessarily mean that it was a prostration or a bowing for the sake of worship. It wasn't for the worship of Adam.
Okay.
It was for the sake of the fact that he has authority. He is the Khalifatullah.
Yeah.
So that's why Allah wanted him to bow down before Adam. And in that continuation, we have to understand that many human beings may say, "Oh, we are ready to bow down to Allah, but we're not ready to bow down before another human being."
Yeah.
And one of the major issues that we have in Islam is that many Muslims are ready to accept the authority of the Holy Prophet, but yeah. After that, we believe it is
they
the authority
don't
of the imams.
Accept any kind of walaya or strong group. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Naqavi with us in the studio and we're discussing what kind of knowledge parents need to have themselves before they start upbringing their children. Yes.
So as I was saying, this issue of bowing down towards the authority of Allah Almighty and clinging to the rope of wilaya, and especially the imam, a human being, the most perfect human being, no doubt. But he is still a human being, and we have to understand that Islam has come to make us bow down and prostrate and to worship Allah and to follow his commands. But he has commanded us to cling and clutch to the rope of wilaya.
True.
And that has to be manifested in the child.
Yeah.
And it has to start with us. And if we want to become, when we are parents, when we are, especially the father who has the authority, the wilaya over the son,
yeah.
over the daughter.
Yeah.
So this wilaya should be for the sake of the exercising of this wilaya, the exercising of this authority,
mm-hmm.
should be for the sake of Allah.
All right.
As you may see, we hit our children. We slap them in their faces. We maybe sometimes scold them,
yeah.
even abuse them,
yeah.
thinking that we have the authority to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's because of our personal issues,
right.
our own issues. We have not been able to manage our own emotions. And that's the second thing which would be coming after the knowledge that we have to have, managing of our emotions.
So controlling your own emotions also plays an important role in the upbringing.
Very, very much. Because when we develop that understanding that everything should be for the sake of Allah, and the implementation of Allah's will in this world is through the implementation of wilaya, and the wilaya of the imam is the extension of that wilaya of Allah Almighty, in a smaller fashion, the wilaya of the father is also an extension of that,
yeah.
Within that realm, within that domain. And the father, especially the father who has the wilaya, should understand that he has to exercise this for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of his own personal ambitions or feelings or emotions.
Yeah.
Apart from the knowledge that we as parents have to have, the emotions which we have to control our emotions in every activity which we carry out,
yeah,
whether it's outside the home or inside the home,
yeah,
everything should be with the control of the various factors which affect our daily lives.
Yeah.
So emotions and feelings, the love and hate that we have, That is plays a very important part, especially for this very delicate relationship which we have with our children.
Exactly. Well, we can discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Nakavi with us. We're discussing what kind of knowledge parents need to have before they start upbringing. Professor Nakavi, you mentioned a very important point over here about controlling emotions. Now, we have seen that in the mothers who were present in the event of Karbala, we have seen that in the mothers who were not even in the Karbala, but they made ready their sons as companions for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That means they controlled their own emotions, a mother-son emotion, for the sake of Allah. Isn't that a very good lesson for mothers, for parents, to control the emotions they have, especially when it comes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yes, certainly. As I said, if we have this pure intention, the sincerity of purpose is there. We know the bigger picture.
Yeah.
We understand that, and we have developed that mindset. And our relationship with our children is for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, doing anything which is necessary for implementing the will of Allah.
Yeah.
For the implementation of wilaya.
Yeah.
So Karbala is a very, very shining example of that wilaya. Those who sacrificed their lives was the sake of this wilaya.
I actually started with this example because everything you discussed so far, developing, doing everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, developing the relationship of that wilaya, and now controlling your emotions for the sake of Allah.
Yes.
I find all those examples in the very brightly in the event of Karbala itself.
Karbala today is there even today.
All right.
We have Karbala in Yemen, we have Karbala in Syria, we have Karbala in Palestine, we have Karbala in Kashmir, we have Karbala in many places.
Yeah.
And these sacrifices are being given.
Yeah.
Iran itself was Karbala and is still Karbala. Iraq still is a stage, a platform of Karbala.
Yeah.
A scene of Karbala is taking place every day in various places of the world.
All
so
right.
the platform or the environment, the scenario for giving those sacrifices are, alhamdulillah, still open. I mean, the way to Allah in the form of Shahada and martyrdom is still open. But the important things are going back to Karbala, there were many, Imam Hussein, when he called people towards
invited them to accompany him,
they would resist. They would say, "We are ready to sacrifice everything that we own for you,
yeah,
but don't take our lives."
Yeah.
So that's what's important, that we are able to understand that for wilaya we have to sacrifice everything.
And over here, many of the mothers, many of the wives played a very important role, making their husbands understand, making their sons understand who Imam is, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and what is the way, control their emotions and got rid of the companions for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab Call of Islam, and out there you can search Islamic Upbringing and you'll find all our episodes over there. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And in case you have any questions, you have any issues, you have anything you want to ask about the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.